There was a harvest fair on the common. It meant the tables were set up outdoors and people sold handicrafts and bakery products and pumpkins to benefit the Paradise Woman's Club. Inside the meeting hall, Sissy Hathaway in a mop hat and apron was selling cider and donuts. Jesse stood with Abby against the far wall near the door. "The Paradise Woman's Club," Abby said. She shook her head. "Makes me blush." "Maybe it's evolved into a powerful force for feminism," Jesse said. "And maybe pigs fly," Abby said. They got in line for cider. In line ahead of them was Jojo Genest, massive and alien in the Saturday morning suburban crowd. When it was his turn, he lingered at the counter talking to Sissy. Jojo stayed too long. The line built up behind them with people looking toward the front to see what the holdup was. Jesse watched Sissy as she talked to Jojo. Her body seemed to lose some of its stiffness, and her pale face seemed to gain color. She shifted behind the cider table in a way that made her hips move. Jojo finally moved on, the crowd parting carefully as he moved ponderously through it. He didn't look at Jesse, and Sissy's eyes followed him before she turned back to the next customer. When it was his turn, Jesse ordered 2 ciders and 2 donuts, paid for them, and carried them away from the table to where Abby was standing. "She's not as messy as she looks," Jesse said. "Sissy?" "Uh-huh." Abby looked at him as if he were crazy, as they walked across the common toward the wall across the street where the Burnett kids usually sat. "How could she be more messy?" Abby said. They sat together on the stone wall where they could watch the people. "I'm telling you, did you see her get almost wiggling when Jojo bought some cider?" "Oh, come on. I'm telling you, there's something there." "You can tell just by looking." "Absolutely," Jesse said. "I am wise in these matters." Abby ate some donut and took a sip of cider. "Any progress on the killing?" "Not in the sense that you mean." "What other sense is there?" "Well, like any investigation, each time you eliminate a suspect, that's progress. You've narrowed the pool, so to speak. But progress in the sense of a solid lead to who did it, no." "Who have you eliminated?" "Her ex-husband. He's got a verifiable alibi for the time she was killed and several hours each side of it." "So, has the pool now narrowed to everybody but her ex?" "Well, sort of. But there's odd-looking bits and pieces sort of floating up. Nothing like a nice hard clue or anything, just odd things that don't look like they're part of the soup."
"Like what?"
Jesse shrugged, ate a piece of donut, and drank some cider. Abby leaned away from him and stared at his face.
"Jesse?
You don't want to tell me," she said. "Talking about a case doesn't usually do the case much good."
"God damn it, you don't trust me."
"Ab, I guess the ugly truth is I don't trust anybody."
"For Christ's sake."
"Nothing's quite what it seems to be around here. Makes me careful."
"Including me."
"Don't be hurt. It's just the way I have to be."
"I am hurt, but I'm also sad for you."
"Not to trust me?"
"You have to be able to trust somebody."
Jesse shrugged. He did trust someone. God help me, he thought. I guess I trust Jen. He decided not to mention that. It wasn't an answer that would make Abby feel better. "I didn't mean to hurt you," Jesse said. Abby's eyes looked as if she might cry.
"I know. I know you've had a hard go, and being a cop, you've seen a lot of bad things."
Jesse put his hand out and patted her leg.
He felt sorry that she was hurt, but it was an abstract sorry, more of an idea than a feeling.
"You need to be able to hear the truth," he thought. "You can't hear the truth, you got nowhere to start." Across the street, standing near a table where they were selling dolls made out of cornstalks and dressed in pink gingham, Jojo Genest stood and stared at Jesse. As if he felt the stare, Jesse looked up and met Jojo's gaze. Silently, Jojo mouthed the word, "Slut." Jesse saw it, and his eyes locked with Jojo's.
He nodded slowly. Then Jojo spat and turned and walked slowly away. Jesse watched him go. So I was right, Jesse thought. It's Jojo. Abby was too involved in her own issues to see the interchange. I feel sort of foolish being hurt and not being able to hide it. Jesse shifted his attention to her. He nodded gently. I know how you feel, he said. I don't blame you. Maybe I'll be more and better later on, but right now, this is what you get.